Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now it's Anthony Sane from Sports Illustrated's All Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
There he is, Anthony Sane. What's the word?
Man, I'm good, man. What's up with you, my boy?
Hey, so look, you going to get a Grizzlies coronavirus mask? Have you gotten one yet?
Man, you know what? I had a package that showed up on my FedEx app that was saying I had a package on the way. I couldn't figure out what it was. I got it today. I'm not where the package is, but I think that's what it is, bro. So I think I will.
It is. It's exactly what it is, because Jeff Calkins has, you know, Jeff always is the first and the most exclusive.
Yeah,
you know, it's unbelievable, that guy. He really is.
Yeah, I know.
He's already tweeted a selfie of himself.
Oh, really?
Yes, in the mask.
I'm late.
But this is, you know what, this is, I mean, listen, this is necessary. I mean, we're trying to educate, raise awareness for the importance of the mask, you know? And this is, mm-hmm. I mean, this is what the Grizzlies are good at, right? Like, they're good at getting behind stuff like this, right, Sane?
Yeah, they do a good job of that type of stuff, definitely. The Grizzlies, as far as, like, having a heartbeat for the city and just having a heart for the city altogether, they're probably one of the best in the league as far as they're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to come out with the mask, I think it's a little, I don't want to say it's too late, but, you know, it's a good touch, though. I want to see what it looks like. I don't want to see the pictures yet. I kind of want to see them.
Do you think we'll find out, Sane, and this is, I guess it'd be all on gut now, unless you heard something. Windhorse is talking about rumors out there, but not about the Grizzlies, it didn't sound like. But do you think in the next couple of days, as they report, tomorrow, obviously, the deadline, that you got to tell NBA, hey, I'm headed down to the bubble. Do you think we'll see some Grizzlies, multiple, one Grizzly with a positive test? You think names will come out? What do you think?
You to predict. No,
I ain't asking you to say names, but do you think we'll have a Grizzly or two test positive?
Now, if you would have called me a couple of years ago, I definitely would have tried to.
You'd have picked some out, wouldn't you?
Damn.
You're in a different place now.
I have some suspicions.
I've taken the corporate heel turn.
So, I'm asking for number rather than names in this case.
I think that these guys are pretty locked in. I think that the NBA is kind of different, because NBA is kind of known that they're trying to come back. So I think these guys have kind of done what they've had to do to, you know, to stay away from getting the case or anything. But you'll definitely see it. I don't think it's going to stop the momentum or stop whether they, you know, they play the season or anything. But, yeah, you'll definitely probably see it.
Yeah. I hope nobody tests positive. I hope.
But we've also we're expecting positive cases, and certainly if you're expecting those, one of them could, you know, you could have one here.
I'm just worried about people are going to overreact. Like people are going to lose their minds if they're. I mean, we already saw how they did it in college football with it not having a season imminent, you know, and everybody saying cancel the season. If they get, you know, if they get, I don't know, 5% of positive tests or 6% of positive tests, just pick a number. I mean, don't you think, saying that people are going to lose their minds?
Yeah, people are going to lose their mind anyway. I think the NBA kind of has it set that they're going to do this, and I think they've got it set that because they are a bubble campus, if you do have guys with cases, they're able to control it better and keep it away from, you know, other people or whatever. Plus, these guys, you know, we're still learning about the disease, but they kind of believe that guys that are younger and healthier, you know, they're not really in risk of dying from it. They don't really know what the long-term effect of it is. But I think because they're in a bubble, they believe that even if there are guys who have it, that they can control it a whole lot better.
how much of a blow on the court is it for Portland, a team that's trying to make up ground? We've all said they're a veteran team. How much is a blow for not having an Ariza, who's made the decision not to go?
I saw that yesterday when they said he won't be able to play for personal reasons. Well, was kind of put the man out there a little bit too. He really put, you know, he really spilled all,
man,
the
all of it,
all
man.
You got to tell folks why you're not going in this day and age. Like, they got to know.
It could have been like, you know, personal reasons.
No, I hear you.
No doubt.
I hear you.
Man, put all his custody battle out there and
baby
everything.
Mama, yeah, baby mama cutting up on him. They put all the man
But I mean, it makes sense. I mean, what I mean, you want custody of your kid, you know? I mean, this is what you got to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's a blow to them. He's a veteran wing, been around for a while, ton of playoff experience. You know, I kind of pulled him out a long time ago, so I don't really think they're going to do anything. But it definitely doesn't help their case that they're going to be without a reason.
Yeah, we're talking to Anthony Sain. He joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Read him at allgrizzlies.com. In terms of, you know, and we're going to ask you this sort of as we ramp up closer to the season, but in terms of, you know, what it's going to look like, how it's going to be. I mean, are you expecting this to be a success? Like, I mean, I guess within the confines of it's already like an ish show in the world, but do you think sort of within that this will be a success for the league?
I think it will be. I think it'll be fun. I'm just loving the fact that it's going to be – you're going to be able to hear so much crap on the court, man. I'm here for that more than anything. You know what I mean? The fact that guys are going to be out there, it's going to look like you're watching – you know, pick up basketball in the gym as far as the sights and sounds of it. The guys, they're going to be rusty. It's going to be a while before guys really start looking like themselves. But I think all in all, it's going to be hella entertaining, like you said earlier, just to see live basketball, live anything, you know what I mean? So I think it'll be good. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Now that we're seeing – now that Winslow's here and we all expect to be healthy, and if he makes the decision, I think we all expect it, you know, when it comes down to it, he's going to be – down there, will we see the sort of, in terms of impact, the lessening in terms of Josh Jackson, right? You become less of a rotation player because now there's another option to eventually maybe it's, you know, that's where you've made the decision to move on. Is he still a part down there? Do you think he can have an impact? Or now with the having the Winslow option, do you think that his impact, you know, trails off in terms of what Josh can do down there?
It's going to be difficult with Josh to get minutes, probably. You know, he picked up a lot of minutes when guys were out, and you know, with Justice being out, and now with that, with the logjam you have now, with because you know you had Kyle Anderson, you're starting small forward. I think that it'll come down to a battle between Kyle and Josh to see who gets those minutes. And you remember at one point, Kyle wasn't getting many minutes at all at the beginning of the season. I don't know if it was a trust issue or he wasn't really fitting into what Coach Jenkins was doing, but Josh has kind of earned his way. He's earned minutes, but it's definitely going to be interesting to see what he can end up doing, especially, you know, D'Anthony Melton's still there. Him and Melton are both looking to be free agents this summer. So those guys are going to be battling for that. Those three guys are going to be battling for those minutes.
I saw you retweeted. That's why I'm asking the guy that covers Cleveland for you guys. And he was mentioning, hey, Josh Jackson might be a guy Cleveland wants to go after in free agent. Do you think he's proven that he can be a starter somewhere, or at least that kind of level impact guy? Or is Josh a guy that's going to be better suited coming off the bench in a role? What do you think? At one time he was obviously highly rated, highly drafted, and folks thought he'd be a piece for somebody. Do you think he can be a big piece for somebody again?
Well, he was definitely drafted to be a starter. Yeah. Josh has had things on and off the court that have kind of set him back as far as it's concerned, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a team like Cleveland offer him somewhere around the mid-level exception. Who knows? You know, they've got money to spend. They're in this position where they might be looking for lightning in a bottle. Josh's numbers, when he played, you know,
he's solid, man.
Those type of numbers,
yeah,
astronomical. You know, he was averaging like 20 points a game almost on his first 36. So, you know, Josh has got the talent. He got the ability. He's got the drive. You could see he plays with a chip on his shoulder all the time. So he could definitely be a pickup. I hope the Grizzlies pick him up. But I could definitely see a team trying to make an investment in him. As far as him being a starter or a reserve, I don't think he's quite a starter-level player yet. Mm-hmm. But I could definitely see a team like Cleveland or the Grizzlies or someone else making an investment in him.
Yeah. Why are you upset at Bill Simmons?
Oh, about the stuff he said yesterday?
I mean, you were on one last night. Not to say you were wrong, but you were definitely on one, though.
Yeah, I was trying to go to bed. It was about midnight. The Bill Simmons stuff came out. Somebody in the group chat said something about it. So I looked it up on Twitter to see what they were talking about. And it's just, I mean, you know, it's nothing I've never heard before. It's nothing I've never seen before. They're playing excuses for why people, why black people aren't given a chance as far as in journalism and media goes. You know, you look at a city like Memphis who, you know, you're looking at 60%, around 60% of the city is black. The high, even more of a majority of the athletes we cover are black. And it's, you know, you get all this red tape for reasons why there aren't more black voices or you know, black faces. It's almost like me and Cam Rose, who I do my podcast, we joked about it one time. We were saying, like, you know, to be black in media, you got to just be – you got to be like a former player, or you got to have this degree, or wrote this long, or, you know, broke this story or did all this for this long. And you don't see those same requirements for white guys at all. You see guys who – you know, just kind of, you know, kind of got there. You don't know how to get there. You know what I mean? So,
who do you think in the Memphis media doesn't belong? I'm kidding. I'm not great. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. It would be fun. That maybe we can do it over a beer someday.
Yeah, exactly.
But you personally though, you filled in here. You've worked at the Memphis Flyer, right? But in the past, weren't you at the Flyer before? Have you applied for other? You know, jobs here in the Memphis area?
Yeah, I've applied for other jobs, and, you know, no response. No, I've sent, you know, my information over with, you know, referrals from other people,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, no response. Or there'll be a job opening, and it's never really posted. You just kind of see somebody got hired.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff just happens, you know. But it's Memphis, man. You know what I mean? Like, we're just a different city. And I think it's a travesty. When you look at some places, some media outlets here who constantly make excuses for why they're not hiring black people, but they'll go hire white people from out of town. So it's like, okay, so are there not any black people at all who do this or what? That's not just a me thing because I'm 40 years old, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I got in this late in the game, but it's people who are younger than me that I really do this for. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to open doors for other people that are younger than me and have a whole lot more potential than I have. And it's just frustrating to see the excuses and just the BS that you hear for just to make any sense, man. Like, you know, Jason shouldn't have been a groundbreaker in 2016. This should have been something we should have been celebrating decades and decades ago. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And to
I can talk about this forever, bro. Y'all don't have that much time.
To that point, though, didn't I see you just hire somebody with you at allgrizzlies.com?
Yeah,
that,
man,
you're trying to bring new voices in and share that news with us. How about you? Did you say you added two?
Yeah, I got two interns working for me over at allgrizzlies.com. I got Carmen Darden. She's a journalism major at University of Memphis. She's going to be doing a lot of stuff. She's going to be our community what's her title? So I'm over making up titles, man. She's our community initiative reporter.
You're becoming a boss. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good news.
She's our community initiative reporter. She's going to be covering things that the players in the organization do to affect the community, whether it be community service, or donations, mm-hmm. or things like the mass they're doing today, those type of things. Justice Winslow speaking out on social injustice, those are the type of things that she's passionate about. That's the thing she's going to cover. Also, a young man named Lee Alwyn Seabury, he's also a journalism major at the University of Memphis. Mm-hmm. He's just going to be covering just basic Grizzly stuff. He's done some stuff with Tri-State Defender. He's done some stuff with the Tiger radio station. And yeah, he's just a grinding kid. And like I said, I'm just trying to create more opportunity for people.
For
That's
sure.
That's awesome,
for
brother.
Sure.
We see the work. Appreciate it.
This is a deep question, same, but, you know, since we're on the topic, how does it change? Like, how does it change, you know, with hiring practices and the way that employers, you know, hire? I mean, how does it change?
The people in power just have to cut the BS, bro. You know what I mean? Instead of making excuses, just admit that, okay, look, I've been flawed. Well, we've been flawed in the way we've looked at people, the way we judge things, and just make it right, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's time out for the excuses. It's just time to own up to the mistakes of the past and just make stuff right. Like, this is the city of Memphis, and there's a ton of talented black voices here, male and female, and there should just be more presence. It's really unacceptable, man. It's like, I laugh at it sometimes because it's like, you know, I put a tweet out a couple years ago where I had a bunch of emojis that showed like 9 out of 10 were black, and that was the sports population. That did 6 out of 10 were black, and that was the city's population. And in the bottom, it was all white emojis, and that was the median. I was like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, it's and companies always have excuses. And there's a particular outlet in the city of Memphis that's white as hell. I mean, but I don't want to talk about. I don't like saying their name right now, but it's like, and they just got a black guy on staff. I was like, Jesus, man! Like, I've been here forever. And y'all supposed to be the local affiliate. I mean, the local media outlet, and y'all just not hiring a black dude in sports for the first time ever.
Well, I will say, like, I think it's not. I think we at 92.9 can always do better. I think television, right? Like, I look at the television. Yep. I don't watch TV news. I just raise my hand. I just don't. But I know Doc was the only one, the only black guy working in sports news?
Well, Jarvis.
Okay, who else?
Yeah.
Is that it?
You had people that were part-time or lower roles.
News reporters.
Right, I'm saying sports, though. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just those two as far as in the faces of sports.
Well, see, like, that's, to me, same thing.
But those
two
guys are former athletes. Like, why do they have to be former athletes?
Right.
How many white former athletes do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, that's not reflective. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of improvement sort of, you know, to go around.
And the point is, too, saying it can't just be in freelance. Like I think Bill Simmons, you know, he'll have a Jamel Hill on and a Van Lathan and tell himself, I'm getting it done diversity-wise. But those guys, aren't employees, with all due respect. But right. I think he tells himself, oh, yeah, I'm diverse, and yet they're not employees. And you look around, and in terms of bosses he's got there, I mean, it's thin to nothing. So to that point, it can't just be if it's a newspaper on a freelance basis, right? We're talking about full-time hires. And to your point, it's kind of like the NFL. Until you get some ownership or some black GMs, right, that are going to hire folks like them, same thing with the papers, like your editorial boards, all that. Until you get some folks up there, you know, you're going to have the chance for this to continue and perpetuate. We got to get more black bosses in, and like you're doing, you know, creating, you know, hiring a crew. That's where we got to get in, and they got to be full-time positions. Saying, I know I'm just preaching to the choir, bro. Yeah,
I got.
But that's it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, you're making a good point. I got a friend that's a controversial media member of the city of Memphis, and she put me on to something. She said, I don't care about numbers showing black employment. Mm-hmm. Show me numbers of black people that can hire other black people.
There you go.
Because that's a disadvantage that we're always going to be under. Yeah. So I was like, so that's really what we need in the city, man.
100%.
Yeah. Anthony, man, we
appreciate always, this
we,
dose of real,
appreciate
brother.
Appreciate the time.
Always.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it, man. He is Anthony Sain. Joins us every single Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.